This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
U.S. shares hit record highs and the dollar posts its biggest gain in 8 years with Donald Trump re-elected to the White House. I'm Johnny Hart and you're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Trader Nick in the USA and Oanda market analyst Kenny Fisher. How you doing, guys? Good afternoon from London, guys, on this historic day. How are you?
Hi, Johnny. Hi, Kenny. I'm doing well.
Very well. Hi, Johnny, and hi, Nick.
Nick, I have to ask you first, because, of course, you were in the USA. Did you have a very late night? Probably not as late as I did.
Well, yes, definitely not as late as you guys, if you were up for any of it. I did have a late night, and it was, of course, a very active night, to say the least, and a bit of surprise. I mean, I was watching the betting markets ahead of the election, and they were pretty neck and neck across a couple different sites. And then there clearly was a big shift in the turnout.
Yeah, but having said that, over the last few weeks, I've been checking the betting markets on and off, and Donald Trump was always the favorite, albeit the marginal favorite over Kamala Harris. But of course, as we've seen throughout the day, that lead seems to get bigger and bigger. So it is a massive surprise when so many more experienced than pundits than me predicted a Harris victory. It really has been quite a day. And as I said in the opening, shares where you are, Nick, have hit record highs. The dollar is up. Bitcoin has also hit an all-time high. Can you first explain, Nick, why are the markets so buoyant after that Trump win?
Yeah, no, it's a very, very risk-on day to a degree. There is a caveat to that I'll discuss in just a moment. But not only, you know, something to mention here about Trump's victory is not only did he win, but the Congress went red. I mean, this is a red wave that is pretty historic. I mean, it's a very, very strong win. And, you know, of course, that gets certain people nervous. It gets other people excited. And clearly, the market has no shortage of excitement here today. I do think that on the risk on note, when we take a look at risk assets like stocks and crypto and all these things, they are higher off of two main kind of candidate or catalysts that I think come along with a Trump victory. Number one is reduced taxes for businesses. And number two is less regulatory restrictions. Less regulation allows, you know, for businesses and to note to crypto as well, for these things to run without sort of as many obstacles in their way. That being said, I do think that it is worth mentioning that this market is not just simply saying Trump or nothing, and that this is just the end-all be-all, we're going higher forever, because there is a serious thorn in the side to this recent move, which is a Trump reflation concern. We can see this in the 10-year yield. I mean, anybody who is listening right now, I encourage you to just pull up the 10-year yield on a chart. You can see that thing is skyrocketing today, up to 4.45%. So the reason I bring this up is that, yes, risk assets are higher off of the ideas that, again, reduce taxes and less regulation adds, you know, bottom line figures to big corporations. But there is also the concern that with the tariffs, that the international trade disruptions that could come out of this, we see an increased risk to inflation. I don't necessarily say that to say I think that inflation is going to skyrocket. I'm just pointing out that the bond market here points out this as a new concern to the market.
Indeed. And of course, if those tariffs do go up as much as President-elect Trump has threatened during this campaign, as you said, that will put up inflation considerably, reduce the pace of interest rate cuts, and higher rates for longer mean investors will get better returns on savings and investments that they hold in dollars. On this side of the pond, we've seen a reaction because of things like the worry about tariffs. We've seen the pound sinking against the US dollar to its lowest level since August. We're very concerned on this side of the Atlantic about those tariffs and to what level they'll be. Maybe there'll be a differentiation between China, the EU, and the UK. Who knows? Kenny, what's your reaction to the last few hours?
Well, just following up on what you've both been saying, the Trump win was very convincing. And the dollar, as you mentioned, Johnny, is up very strongly, not just against the pound, but we're seeing 1% against the Australian dollar, 1.7% against the yen. And again, it seems that the reason for that is the pro-business approach that Trump has, as well as the tariffs that you both mentioned, which could easily lead to higher inflation and therefore higher interest rates. And the dollar is looking very strong against all the majors today as a result.
And over the years that we've been doing this podcast, we talked about Bitcoin a lot. And I remember not so long ago that Bitcoin was around the sort of $18,000 mark. Today, it's an all-time high after jumping by $6,000 to over $75,000. And Trump's stance on crypto stands in stark contrast with that of the Biden administration, which has really had a bit of a crackdown on crypto firms. So I'm wondering, is that the reason why Bitcoin has risen so much today? Because we had that pledge from Donald Trump to make the US, quote unquote, the Bitcoin superpower of the world.
It definitely would seem to be apparent in the price action, as you just mentioned, that the crypto community is excited off the idea of that leniency towards cryptocurrency in general. I mean, that's a massive move. I mean, at the end of the day, I think that this is a risk asset. I've said that many times in the podcast. It typically moves in the same direction as, you know, the NASDAQ. I've heard it in the past called a comparable, you know, instrument to essentially putting a call option on the NASDAQ. It's like leveraged NASDAQ to a degree. Now, again, I do think that with stocks higher and less regulation and 4 years where crypto may resume, let's think for a second, Johnny, Kenny, if we think back to 2020, 2016, that period of time, those were good years for cryptocurrency. I mean, 2017 was that real big, center stage time, I would say, where cryptocurrency became a world known thing. 2020, of course, it skyrocketed again during 2020, 2021. And now, we've seen it find its way back to the top. 74,000 is a big milestone, hitting all time highs, as you mentioned. So, I think it's momentum definitely favors the upside. But as we know with these things, they are very, very risky assets and can suddenly turn on a dime if something were to change, perhaps something congressional. But for now, it seems like it's got a clear runway in front of it.
And if you allow me to be UK centric for a moment or two, guys. We've got concerns here because of the possible tariffs. We've got estimates the economic growth in the UK is going to slow right down next year to 0.4%, down from a forecast of 1.2%. Now, we were speaking last week and the week before about our new Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rachel Reeves' budget plans. We've got higher taxes. We've got higher spending. But of course, what the new Labour government needs is growth to be able to pay for all these new projects and to pay for the NHS and so on. Well, it's not going to happen if we're going to have a fall in growth like that.
Yeah, no, and I think that that's probably a shared concern amongst many other places that do a lot of exporting to the United States. What this changes in terms of global trade is certainly a question. I mean, also just to mention, Chinese stocks, right? Chinese stocks sold pretty hard, at least during this time that we're recording. It's down 1.5% here. So, I think that UK-wise, as a major exporter to the U.S. And other companies or countries that feel the same. Yeah, I mean, it's rightfully so a question of how much does this impact GDP? And as you mentioned earlier in the podcast, the big question is how much of these tariff ideas actually get passed and actually become, real things? And that I don't know. I think that there is very smart people on both sides of this tariff idea. And we will see where sort of democracy takes it in actuality.
So US stocks up, the dollar up, Bitcoin also on the rise, but one going the other way are oil prices, Kenny.
That's correct, Johnny. It's been a tumultuous day throughout the financial markets, as we've discussed. And one of the big losers on the day is oil, not just because commodities are down while at the same time that the dollar is soaring, but what we talked about, tariffs, if Trump does decide to enact tariffs against China and initiate a trade war, that would squeeze the Chinese economy and lead to less of a demand for oil. So again, we might see in the next few days that that oil does balance out, but these are certainly the first initial responses to Trump's win and the concerns over possible trade wars and tariffs and what it could do to the global economy.
What I don't understand, guys, is one of the reasons I believe that Trump has won this famous victory is because many people did not forget the specter of inflation and how high that has been over the last 2 or 3 years. Surely with massive tariffs, that's going to bring inflation up anyway. So hasn't Donald Trump got to be very careful about what effect would have on the US economy?
They definitely have to watch it close. I mean, inflation has been, as you just mentioned, many of us probably have PTSD from how much, you know, that changed our world, right? You go to the store and it's like a shell shock each week. I think that not only Donald Trump, but again, the lawmakers, Congress, has to watch that very close and be very careful with the way they proceed with that concept. It's a very big change. And I do think that the bond market selling off bonds and yields jumping here today is very valid because, again, with an all red kind of wave here, there is a higher probability that changes actually do come in. That's why when you mentioned the GDP forecast changing for the UK, at first it may sound a little, you know, stark, a little aggressive, but with lawmakers and the president, you know, holding very much of the power, there is a higher probability that stronger changes do actually occur.
One thing we've spoken about over the last few weeks consistently is the levels of uncertainty. Should this election have been a much closer call and maybe it would have gone on for days or even weeks? But now we have that certainty. And not just that, we have an administration that will have the president as a Republican, the Senate with a Republican majority as well. That's more certain than anybody could have possibly predicted. So maybe that's another reason that markets are up, because we have that now.
Yeah, and I'll just comment on one other market that came up to my attention here this morning is the price of gold. You know, actually, last night I was live streaming during the event. And during the event, we did a study where we went back and looked at the last few elections. And each time, gold prices ramped up before the election and plummeted after. As you just mentioned, now that there has been a decision made and there's not a big question, a big looming uncertainty of what could happen, gold prices are sharing sort of the same sentiment that you just described, where it's basically this idea that uncertainty, once it's realized, once there's, you know, that is behind us, the market sort of reprices and kind of moves ahead. We also saw that one other indicator that I'll point out is the put-call ratio, which showed a very strong demand for puts on the options market prior to the election and has now already started to drastically reset. The final indicator of what you're describing, I would say, to point out is the VIX. The VIX was trading up in the mid-20s, is now trading today at 16.2. So a lot of volatility has been, you know, strained out of the market already.
This is fascinating stuff, guys. Thank you so much for talking today. We'll have more, of course, on Friday. It's been a historic 24 hours, and I'm grateful for your contributions. Thank you.
Thanks, Johnny. Thanks, Kenny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.